And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is getting quiet. We see how much noise there is on Earth these days. And the noise and the volume is expanded due to the connectivity of life on Earth with the technology available and social media and all of the media reporting going on around the globe. All of the activities and the difficulties on Earth are broadcast daily, minute by minute, to create a great wave of noise. And with the noise always comes confusion and fear and disillusionment and anger and revenge, because that is what it is attempting to do. It is attempting to keep you all riled up and to have the voices within you and the energies within you rise up and be in a state of war or despair. Everything counter to God's design for this realm. This realm is designed with peace and harmony and goodness and ease and comfort and creation unfolding its beautiful patterns. The noise is what we are speaking about here when we say getting quiet. What this requires of you is to come home to the center of your being. Leave all of the noise, all of the conversations, and the turmoil outside of your energetic field. Come home to the center of your being. There is the place of divine peace and comfort and ease. This is where God and your spirit are available to you for you to be in perfect alignment with God and your spirit. And with this comes all knowingness, all love, all peace, all principle, all guidance that you need. It is right there for you, dear ones. We see in this scenario, if you can imagine this, that all of the outer voices and the noise want you to come back out and engage with it because this gives it more energy. This energy is not the energy of God. God's presence is not noise. It is calm. It is peaceful. It is settling. The noise of the earth plane and humanity right now is excessive, and it is also seductive. So we tell you this, when you are carried away by the noise and oftentimes addicted to hearing the noise and seeking the noise. Come back home to the center of your being, God and your spirit, and the truth of being is there. Even if you do this for a minute or two in your day, you can do it while you're doing the breakfast dishes. You can take a sweet walk outside and take a deep breath and open your arms and be still. Be quiet. Getting there is your choice. And that is our reminder to you. It is your choice in your lifetime to choose the quality of your life. The moments, the days, the years. Do you want your life to be filled with noise that does not progress you in any way, but simply keeps you spinning around? Or do you want to choose God's design for you, who you truly are? What your spirit asked in requesting your human life right now in this time frame on earth. It is your choice, dear ones. Getting quiet will be a great gift to you, and it also will bless life because your energy coming from the quiet, peaceful state within you will be expressed out into the world, and that energy is a force for good, and it will be felt by life, and it will bless life, including your life. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.